The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And we'll begin with a meditation. We often talk about, taking an alert, upright posture. For me, those are kind of standard words I use. But it's worthwhile spending a little time adjusting one's posture. Is there a way in which there can be just the right amount of sense of stability and ease? Not so easy, necessarily, to have this alertness, this uprightness, without stiffness, without a real tightness. Or sometimes some people like to rock back and forth a little bit, or maybe move their shoulders. It's worthwhile spending a little time on the posture. And if you're lying down, to find a posture that supports some alertness. Some people have one of their hands, their arms at 90 degrees with the hands pointing towards the ceiling as a way to have a little bit extra energy. Or if you're standing, to place your awareness either on the pressure against the feet or the felt sense of stability. If you're walking or otherwise moving around, you could feel into the felt sense of the body moving through space. However you understand that. It's kind of a diffuse, vague description, but maybe it'll evoke some curiosity so you can connect just with the experience of having the body move through space. You can check in with whichever posture you're in and see if you're holding tension somewhere in the body. Or maybe the mind has a certain tightness, small scope. Or in a relaxed, easy manner, is there a way in which you can invite the body and the mind to relax? Of course, without making a project out of it. You might have inherited an anatomy that makes it straightforward to sit in a meditation posture for the duration of a meditation period, or you might have inherited a physiology or that allows this or not. Maybe your anatomy or your bodily sense doesn't allow sitting still or sit steady in a meditation posture. Can you be in meditation just as the way it is? Without feeling inferior or somehow that something's wrong if you have to shift your posture or you have to make some adjustments, or a superior if you're able to sit very steady. Can you bring mindfulness to your bodily experience just as it is, without the extra stories? And when you find yourself lost in thought, very simply, gently, with some warm-heartedness, begin again, either with sensations in the body, or if it's your practice, the sensations of breathing. What is it like to do mindfulness of breathing with a focus, with a spotlight on the movement of the body, like the embodied experience of breathing? That is, the movement of the chest, the movement of the belly, or maybe the air going in and out of the nose. Maybe there's some stretching, some tautness, some expansion, contraction. By bringing our awareness back to the felt bodily experience, it interrupts the stories in our minds, which the stories fuel our reactivity. But if we can just be with the felt bodily immediate experience, can support some balance, some steadiness, maybe some softness and openness in our experience. We don't have to shove the thoughts away, push them, get irritated with them. We can just very simply bring our awareness to the sensations of breathing. And take some of the fuel out of the thoughts just by turning the attention elsewhere. What does it feel like to inhabit this moment, to be embodied this moment? It might be that feeling embodied, inhabiting this moment has a certain sense of well-being or contentment. That might not be the dominant experience, but it might be there. Feeling settled, connected. Again, even if it's just a sliver of your experience. You can use those sensations, those experiences to support you. With mindfulness of the body and or mindfulness of the breathing, they're connected, but there might be a way in which the mind has an inclination towards either more bodily or breathing experiences. That's perfectly fine. It might be that mindfulness of the bodily experience has a little bit of a feeling of coming down into the body, as opposed to maybe up in thoughts. That's not necessarily the case for everybody. But this feeling of being grounded, connected, noticing if we're lost in thoughts. And then, without making it a problem, just begin again with sensations of the body or sensations of breathing, the felt experience of what it's like to have a body right now. can check in and see if there is any feeling of settledness, some quiet, a little bit of contentment, well-being. Again, this doesn't have to be the dominant experience, the only experience. But if it is there, no matter how small, can you use that experience as a foundation, as a support? For your mindfulness. As we connect to our bodily experience, we might feel a little bit more supported, a little bit more balanced, a little more settled, even if it is just a small amount. And we can show up in the world knowing that this is possible. To be settled and balanced, grounded. We can show up for our own experiences this way. We can show up for other people this way. Without becoming overreactive or out of balance. Feeling the solidity or groundedness of our physical selves, physical bodies, that enables us to make a difference for ourselves, for others. Of course, things unfold a little bit different way if we're present and steady, balanced. As best we can. As best we can. So in this way, mindfulness of the body can help support our supporting others. Help support our being open and being of service, caring for others. In this way, we can make a difference in this world.